Shall we pray?
我们一起来祷告。
Gracious Heavenly Father, we thank you for this wonderful opportunity we have to talk about your Son's resurrection.
满有恩典的父，我们有这样一个美好的机会，能够一起来述说你儿子复活的恩典。
Because he rose, we shall rise again too.
因为他复活了，我们也要复活。
And we pray as we worship you and give you praise and honor today.You will also fill our hearts with the power of your Spirit.
我们祷告，因着我们的赞美敬拜，你在这里，你就让我们的心充满从你而来的能力。
Father, you are the one that can lift us up, and you are the one that can hold us up.
父啊，你是那一位让我们的灵提升的那一位。
And we pray that you take each and every one of us into your arms.And keep us in that resurrection glory.
主啊，是的，主，愿你把我们每一个人抱在你的怀抱，让我们进入你那复活的荣耀。
We pray this all in Jesus' name.
我们这样祷告是奉着主耶稣的名。
Amen.
The portion of scripture that I would like to use for my meditation this morning.
今天早上我要用的经文是
comes from the fifth.16th chapter of the book of Mark.
今天是马可福音第六章。
And it speaks there of the resurrection of Jesus.
那里讲到耶稣基督的复活。
And when the Sabbath was over, Mary Magdalene and Mary, the mother of James and Salome, brought spices that they might come and anoint him.
在七日的第一日，摩大拉的玛利亚和雅各的母亲玛利亚，他们带着香料。
And very early on the first day of the week, they came to the tomb when the sun had risen.
第七日的，七日的第一日清早出太阳的时候，他们来到坟墓那里。
And they were saying to one another, "Who will roll the stone away from us from the entrance of the tomb?"
意思说，谁给我们把石头从坟墓公开呢？
And looking up, they saw that the stone had already been rolled away, although it was extremely large.
那石头原来很大，他们抬头一看，却见石头已经滚开了。
And entering the tomb, they saw a young man sitting at the right, wearing a white robe.
他们进了坟墓，看见一个少年人坐在右边，穿着白袍。
And they were amazed.
就甚惊恐。
And he said to them, "Do not be amazed. You are looking for Jesus of Nazareth. He has been crucified. He has risen. He's not here. Behold.Where they laid his body.
那少年人对他们说：“不要惊恐，你们寻找那拿撒勒人耶稣，他被钉十字架，他已经复活了，不在这里，请看安放他的地方。”
But go tell the disciples and Peter, he is going ahead of you into Galilee.
去告诉彼得和门徒们，告诉他，他会载你们一起往加利利去。
He is doing exactly what he said to you before he left.
他要做就是从前告诉你们说的那些事情。
And they went out and they fled from the tomb, trembling and full of astonishment.
他们就出来从坟墓那里逃跑，又发抖又惊奇，什么也不告诉人，因为他们惧怕。
And they said nothing.To anyone, because they were afraid.
他们没有向任何人讲任何话，因为他们害怕。
That is what the scriptures tell us this morning about the resurrection.
这就是圣经今天早上告诉我们关于复活的故事。
First of all, of course, I will relate a little bit about the fact that he had died, so we know that there is really a resurrection.
那第一点呢，我们首先知道他是真的死的， 那所以才有复活。
Jesus had been crucified, and after he was dead, a man by the name of Joseph of Arimathea, it says that he gathered enough energy in himself to go to Pilate and ask for his body.
圣经上讲到呢，耶稣被钉死，完了以后呢，有一个人名叫约瑟，他就是提起勇气来到比拉多那里呢，把耶稣的尸体要来。
And he was fearful to go and ask because, of course, that they knew he had been crucified and two other people had been crucified on each side of him.
因为他为什么会害怕呢？因为每一个人都知道耶稣是被钉死的，而且他的左边、右边又钉了两个人。
But he gathered enough courage so that he would go to see Pilate and he asked him if he could have the body of Jesus.
那他自己呢，就鼓起所有的勇气来到比拉多的面前，就问他说，能不能要来给我耶稣的身体。
Joseph of Arimathea had bought a large piece of cloth that he could wrap the body of Jesus in it.
这个约瑟呢，他就把用一块很大的布把这个耶稣的身体包裹起来。
And then his plan was that he would put him in his own grave that he had just freshly made.
那他的计划呢，就是要把耶稣的身体呢放在为他自己做出来的新坟墓里面。
These graves were not easily made. They had to.Be made out of the rock, and so they would use chisel to make a hole in the side of the rock, which became the grave of Jesus.
那这座坟墓呢，不是很容易做出来的，因为它是用镯子呢，一镯一镯的把这大石头上面凿出一个坟墓来。
And after he had wrapped him up, he put him in this grave and rolled a big stone in front of it.
那他把这个耶稣的坟墓放在耶稣的身体放在坟墓里面以后呢，完了以后他就把这个大石头滚到门口堵起来。
There were a number of people that followed him and watched what he was doing.
当然有几个人呢跟着他看他所做的事情。
There was Mary Magdalene and another Mary who was the mother of James.
那个时候呢，跟着他的有两个妇女，一个是抹大拉的玛利亚，另一个呢是小雅各的母亲玛利亚。
And of course, Mary, the mother of Jesus, was with them and followed to see everything that was happening.
那当然就是说，耶稣的母亲玛利亚在这一切过程里面呢，也都跟着他们看究竟发生了什么。
After all, she had raised him from a little child.And now he had grown and she had seen all the mighty things that he had done and now they had crucified him.
玛利亚从小看着他长大，看着他所行的一切的神迹和所做的一切事情，今天他亲眼看见他被钉死。
The pain that she must have experienced in her heart must have been just incredible.
我们可以想象在他内心经历的痛苦，他是不能言语形容的。
But anyway, it tells us that after Saturday was over, you never did anything on Saturday. That was against the law.
那个时候呢，星期六就是安息日呢，什么都不做的，你要做事就是这个违反了律法。
And so it was now Sunday, the first day of the week, and they decided that they would get some, they went and bought some spices.So they also could go and anoint the body of Jesus.
那到了七日的第一日，就是星期天呢，就是他们也想到自己买了一些香料，各方面先去高抹耶稣的身体。
Because they had watched very carefully where he was taken and laid in the grave.
因为他们仔细地看了，他们把他的身体放在哪里。
And of course, now they were on their way to the grave to take their spices.Where they could prepare the body for the burial, because they had no idea there was going to be a resurrection.
当然那时候他们做好的准备就是要来用香料膏抹他，完了给他一个很好的安葬。他们没有任何的概念他会复活。
And the first thing that these ladies said as they were going, we had forgotten something. Who's going to help us roll this huge stone away from the grave?
但是这些妇女来到坟门口呢，突然想到一件事情，谁能把这个大石头从坟墓门口滚开呢？
And as they looked up, they saw that this huge stone had already been rolled away and they could enter the grave very freely.
但是他们一看，却发现这个石头呢已经被滚开，他们可以自由地进到里面去。
And then as they walked in the grave, they see an angel was sitting there in white clothing.
当他们进到里面的时候呢，看到一个天使呢坐在右边，穿着白色的衣服。
And the angel immediately said, I know why you're here. You're here to see Jesus.
他们这个天使呢立刻就对他们讲，我知道你们为什么要来这里，你们这里来要看耶稣。
But he's not here. He has risen from the grave. And he's on his way to Galilee as he had promised before he left that's what he would do.
他说他不在这里，他已经复活，他在你们以前已经去了加利利，就像他从前对你们所说的。
They were so frightened of all everything that was happening. It was all so new to them.
这些发生的事情对他们来说，令他们极其害怕，因为他们从来没有经历过。
After all, the man that they had seen when they walked into that grave, not knowing it was an angel, I'm sure, but it was somebody who spoke so freely to them.
那他们进去看到的这个男人呢，他们从来没见过，他们不知道是天使，但是呢，他讲话那样的自由自然。
And as I was reading this, I was feeling, it's maybe no wonder that the angel said, "You've come here to look for Jesus, but he's not here. He's risen." And then he showed them the place where he had been laid and.There was no body there anymore.
我在想象那一个场景，天使告诉他们，你们要找的耶稣不在这里，你们看，让他们看这个地方。
And it says that nobody believed them.
圣经里面讲到呢，没有人相信他。
And I thought of that. I have, and I'm sure that Pastor Bing also has gone to many a grave.With somebody as they have been buried there.
我自己包括王斌牧师曾经也可能去过很多的葬礼，看到很多的墓地是埋葬在那里。
And if I would have said to somebody, "There's nobody really in this casket anymore. They've risen," nobody would have believed me.
如果我对任何人说这个坟墓里面呢已经什么都没有了，他已经复活了，谁都不会相信。
And so I wasn't surprised at all when I read that it said they were filled with astonishment and amazement. And that the angel said, don't be amazed. He's risen, just like he said he would do.
所以我们不难想象这些妇女呢真的就充满了惊恐，充满了害怕。但是呢天使告诉她不要害怕，不要惊恐，她已经复活了。
And the angel told them they should go and tell everybody.
这天使告诉他们，你要出去呢，告诉所有的人。
There's the greatest news on earth, and so I would think that if they wanted to maybe tell everybody, but they couldn't believe it.
这就是地上最重要的一个好消息，但是呢，他们不相信，他们不想去告诉任何人。
Because the Bible tells us that when they left the grave and they went out from that area.They said nothing to anyone.
因为圣经上讲呢，他们离开坟墓的时候呢，出去以后啊，他们对任何人没有讲任何话。
I have a feeling that each of us would be in the same boat if we had been at a funeral, and then we said that this person now had risen. We wouldn't say anything to anybody either.
我相信我们中间的人也是一样。如果你去了一个葬礼，人家说这个坟墓里面的人已经活了，让你去告诉人，你肯定不想告诉任何人。
Why? Because it had never ever happened before. So who's going to believe us? They'll think that we're missing something up here.
那为什么呢？因为世界上从前从来没有发生过这样的事情，人家觉得我们头脑有点问题。
That's what makes the resurrection so amazing and so powerful for us today.
那就是为什么今天这个复活的信息是这么的重要呀，这么的有能力。
I like to think because of Easter, which is the cause of the resurrection.We have one of the greatest events that has taken place in history.
那今天我们迎着这个复活节呢，我们来，纪念主耶稣的复活。这是历史上发生的最大的事情。
Because it is this event that has changed us and changed what is going to happen to us in the total future.
因为是这个事件呢，改变了我们的生命，也改变了。过往以后所有历史上的事情。
I have many, visited many a bedside of people who were on their way to their death.
我自己亲自的来看过很多在这个要死的病床上面将要死的人。
Some of them had cancer, some of them had other different diseases.But they knew that the time was coming where they weren't going to be on this earth very much longer.
那有的人有这样的疾病，有的人有那样的癌症，但是他们知道在地上的日子不多了。
But I could say to them, because of what Jesus has done, you're going to rise again, and I'm going to see you again.
但是呢，我会告诉他们，因着耶稣的复活，你会起来，你会将来复活。我也会再次见到。
Now, I never had the opportunity to see if they would say, I believe you are really not, or is it going to happen? But they felt they had no other option. Why not? That's why Jesus rose. And because of that, that's why we're going to rise.
好比说他不会向我回应他究竟在要不要见到我。但是呢，那是唯一剩下的一个选项，而且必须要选的一个选项，因为主耶稣复活。
When my brother was sick, I had an older brother, and he called me up, and he said to me, Carl, will you do my final service at my funeral?
我的大哥在去世的时候，去世之前，他就打电话给我说。Carl, 你能不能来主持我的葬礼?
I hadn't seen my brother for quite some time, and so the first question I had for him was, Do you still believe in Jesus Christ?
我好长时间没有看见过他了。我第一个问题就是，你现在还是相信耶稣基督吗?
Of course, he was raised in the same home that I was, and in our home where I was raised,My father only had grade 3. He had very little education.
我的大哥当然跟我是一起长大的。我的家呢，原来的家，我的父亲只有三年级的小学文化程度。
We grew up on the farm and we would go out and do the chores, feed the chickens and the pigs and milk the cows, and then we would come in for breakfast.
我们每一天的早上呢，我们就喂鸡、喂牛，完了以后挤牛奶，完了回到早餐的桌前。
But we would never do anything until my father had read a devotion and we had a time of prayer. Then we would eat.
我们不会开饭，直到我们的父亲呢打开圣经，我们有一段灵修，我们有一段祷告之后，我们才能够吃。
And because my father had no education, and he would read the devotion. He would say some of the words funny and wrong, and us kids would laugh, and he pretended he'd never heard us.
我爸爸的教育程度不高，因为他在读圣经的时候呢，好多字都读错，我们孩子就笑他，但是他从来假装都看不见。
Because he knew it was important to pray and to have that time with Jesus every morning. Now he was free, to go to work.
那他非常的清楚，明天早上这样来读经很重要的，让我们一起和耶稣有一段时间，完了以后才可以去工作。
And much to my father until he passed away, but before that time he wanted me to go into the ministry, and I fought with him, and I said, I am not going.
那个时候呢
，I'm going to farm with you.
那个时候呢，他就老想着让我将来要去做传道人，那我呢就说不去，我要跟你一起来务农。
He said.Because I knew my father couldn't handle the farm alone, and it would be too much for him. So I said, I want to help you.
那我知道我的父亲他一个人来经营农场呢，这太重了。我就说我愿意和你一起来经营这个农场。
And so whatever he said, no, I said, I don't think I will go. But I was getting finally when I was finishing my grade 12.And I had to make a decision now what to do.
那我跟他说呢，他讲的要我做传道人，我不同意。但是呢，当我快要12年级毕业的时候，我必须要做一个决定。
So I finally said, "Okay, Dad, I'll go for 1 year."
我就告诉说爸，那我就去读神学一年。
But you cannot sell the farm. And my father agreed immediately if he could get me there for 1 year.Maybe that was an answer to his prayer.
他就我爸爸就很高兴，他就说：“好，我就把我有一个条件，我说你农场要给我留着。”嗯，完了以后呢，他就说：“好，农场给你留着，我让你读书一年，读神学一年。”
But he prayed on, and there was a time when he had a nervous breakdown because I knew he couldn't handle the farm.But I never heard about it from the family until a year later because they were afraid I would come home from the seminary. And so he prayed on.
后来我的父亲呢，后来他就是头脑啊各方面没有能力来这个经营这个农场了。但是呢后来我才知道，我家人告诉他，一直爸爸一直为我祷告，不要让我回到来农场来。
And then he got his sister, my aunt, who was my sponsored my baptism, and he got her to pray too.
而且呢，他让他的妹妹，就是我的婶婶呢，也是为我祷告。
And after those two people prayed, I didn't have a chance.
这两个人一起祷告了，我就没有任何的机会，逃跑的机会。
Their prayers were powerful.
他们的祷告呢，非常有能力的。
And the one thing that my father gave me into the ministry, prayer is powerful.
我爸爸给我的这个传道的生涯留下的一个传承就是。
My father didn't
祷告大有能力。
My father didn't tell me that. He practiced it in his life.
他不是天天来告诉我祷告多有能力，因为他一生都在实践这件事情。
And that's the greatest thing that my father gave me in ministry that the seminary could never give me.
那是我的父亲给我最重要的东西，是一个神学院不能给我的。
And I used that most powerfully in my entire ministry till this day.
我就用这个武器在我所有传道的生涯里面直到今天。
I know I'm going to see him again because of the resurrection.
我知道我会再次见到他，因为复活。
And I'll have an opportunity to tell him how powerful his prayers were.
我会有机会告诉他，这个祷告真的是大有能力。
Not that it matters anymore by then because we'll all be there.Where he told us as children, we will be with him in heaven.
那个时候，当然这个祷告不祷告这些可能不太重要了，因为我们已经在天上，在这个父神的面前都是他的孩子。
That's the most beautiful thing about the importance of the resurrection. We are all going to be changed but we'll all be in a special way with the Lord.
我们这就是复活的特别之处。我们将来我们的身体都要改变，我们都要跟主在一起。
There is nothing that plays such an important change in our life than what the resurrection did for us.
没有任何的东西可以来在我们的生命里面做出如此之大的改变，能够和这个耶稣基督的复活相比。
And he has given us the greatest promise, even following the resurrection, it says, and he commanded them to go into all the world and to preach the gospel to everybody. And that's what we're doing yet today.
那复活之后呢，他也给门徒一个命令，就是你们要去世界各地传讲这样一个好消息，这就是我们今天所做的，直到永远。
It's the greatest thing that you can share with somebody else is to tell them what Jesus means in your life.
这也是一个非常伟大的事情，你可以去告诉别人耶稣对你的生命多么的重要。
You see, because what is in your life is between you and the Lord and no one else, and they cannot argue with you what you have in your life because of Jesus.
主耶稣的生命在你和他之间如此的真实，别人没有办法来跟你辩驳的。
Today you and I can say to everyone, He is risen.
今天我们都可以说彼此对说，他已经复活了。
他
已经复活了。
Hallelujah!
Hallelujah!
Hallelujah! He is risen.
他已经复活了。
Let's pray.
我们一起祷告。
Father, we thank you so much for what you have given us in your Son Jesus.
父啊，我们感谢你，通过你的儿子耶稣基督给我们如此的恩典。
Father, those nails that were nailed into the cross, they were not what held Jesus to the cross that held him up there. It was Jesus' love for us that held him there.
那些把耶稣基督的身体钉在十字架上的钉子，今天不能去钉他，那是他对我们爱的一个表现。
And Father, that love hasn't changed for us. He forgives our sin and has promised to take us to be with him in eternity.
那个爱永远没有改变。他完全地宽恕了我们的罪过，他要把我们带入永恒里面，和他在一起。
If the end doesn't come before we die, we will die, but he will come and awaken us again to come and live with him forever and ever.
如果在我们去世之前，这个世界还没结束，我们会去见到他，和他在一起，而且直到永远。
I pray that we will be able to go forth from this place as resurrected believers.
我们但愿你让我们成为这个真的是复活的基督徒，从这里出去。
In Jesus' precious and holy and matchless name we pray. And all God's people said, Amen.
耶稣基督圣洁得胜的名祷告， Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.